Itta Tatchell is with me, who's a well-known gay rights and human rights campaigner. And Peter, can you hear me? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Majid.
Yes. Now, we're just going to discuss briefly around about the issue of Stephen Port and the police. Do you think, in that instance there, were the police failing the LGBT community?
Well, quite clearly, the whole inquiry or investigation was very badly mishandled, and many serving and ex-police officers have said so themselves. The police broke almost every rule in their own book. You know, for a start, there was no public appeal for help until October 2015, after four young gay men were already murdered. That appeal for public help should have happened in August or September 2014, the year before, after the second and third murders, because the circumstances of those triple killings clearly were very, very similar. We had three young gay men in their 20s, all found dead in mysterious, unexplained circumstances, all within a short distance of each other near St. Margaret's Churchyard in Barking.
That should have raised the alarm bells.
All within the space of 3 months.
Yeah.
That should have raised the alarm bells. But instead, even after the third murder, the police insisted the deaths were unusual but not suspicious. And when many people, relatives, friends and LGBT campaigners contacted the police, we were told there was nothing to worry about, there was no foul play, and there certainly was no serial killer. So even amateurs like us, like me and others, we saw the connections, we saw the, at least the possibility that a serial killer was on the loose, but the police claim they didn't.
Well, that's Peter Tatchell there. Thank you for joining us discussing the murder of four gay men. Stephen Port was given a life sentence for that murder. Peter.